Video: Man helps raise over $38,000 for hungry teenager's family. By Amy Furr on September 12, 2020. A family in Detroit, Michigan, received a huge blessing this week after a neighbor learned they were in desperate need of help. When Marcus Lotz arrived at the Royal Fresh Market to do his grocery shopping on Monday, he encountered a teenager standing outside asking not for money but food, according to Fox 2. Following their conversation, Lotz bought the young man and his family several bags of groceries and even more the next day. However, when he delivered the food to their home, he realized they needed much more than just meals. He saw black mold throughout the house, holes in the ceiling and a leaking roof, all of it forcing the 9 siblings to sleep in the living room, the Fox 2 report said. Lotz later posted a video on Facebook asking community members for help to remedy the Harris family's situation. To his surprise, neighbors and others across the country showed up in a big way. "When I first put this video out, I didn't expect it to have the impact it had. To me, I was doing something normal, and something that was normal turned into something enormous like this," Lotz said. He and nonprofit group Bless Helping Hands organized a GoFundMe page that has so far raised $38,955 to help the Harris family find another place to live. The Bless Helping Hands website said it provides short-term financial aid to those experiencing a financial crisis. "Our nonprofit is unique because we offer the flexibility of gift cards to help individuals and families during a financial crisis. This allows our clients to purchase fresh groceries, brand new clothing, and other basics that fit their needs," the site reads. Detroit's Impact Church also provided the Harris family with supplies. "Continue praying for this family as we #live2impact, the church wrote on Facebook. Concha Harris said she and her children had never before experienced such generosity. "You all don't know how much love I've felt. Even though I've felt embarrassment, I felt the love," Harris commented. "I just want to thank y'all so much from the bottom of my heart. If I could thank each of every one of y'all and give y'all a God bless you all, I would," she concluded.